Welcome to the Four Money Audio Commentary. This is David Four on Wednesday, the 2nd of October, recording at 9:18 p.m., and that's still British summertime. Now, a quiet day here for the most part. And news seems to be dominated by the U.S. Government impasse here, partial shutdown, I should say, and also the tax ceiling issue coming up on the 17th. But when I say that, I haven't been able to study the news extensively today because I've been working on some interesting development projects that we have coming up for Fuller Money, which I hope to be able to announce very soon. Now, let's take a look at what's going on here today. In terms of stock markets, I've already said, had a somewhat quiet day. An exception, starting with the Asia-Pacific region, was Japan, where we did get some downward dynamics here today. They weren't all that large, that's for sure. But the Nikkei fell 2.17%. The Topics was down 1.5%. And a little less, I think, for the second section index overall. And the yen did rally against a soft dollar. So in dollar terms, the yen is now at 97.36. So that's a little bit of a headwind here for Japan over the next few days, in all probability. What we also saw, now some of the markets in Asia are closed, including mainland China, but elsewhere we had modest gains. The best by far is the Philippines, and that was up 2.65%. Now, Europe has been steady here overall, and the Banks Index, the European Banks Index, and that's a crucial one to keep an eye on, has actually punched to a new recovery high in here today. And the SX5E, that's the top 50 companies in Europe, is also quite steady near its highs overall. Now, one of the reasons for that is that sentiment had been so bearish regarding Europe for a number of years, and as a consequence, European shares have been trading for a considerable period at rather competitive levels, and the European economy is slowly improving, but more importantly, Europe has a number of quite dynamic autonomies, and they are benefiting from whatever recovery is taking place in Europe, but particularly from the stronger GDP growth that we see elsewhere. And investors seeing some overvalued stock markets, including some of the Asian indices previously, and the most overextended of those had been the ASEAN sector, but also America, is certainly not cheap, although it remains very much in form. And so we've seen money shifting towards Europe. And you might ask, well, where is that money actually coming from? And a hunch of mine, which I've mentioned before, is that some of that money is coming out of the bond markets. And a lot of bond a lot of bond analysts have told me over the last many months that we wouldn't see bond investors shifting to equities. They might just go to shorter-dated issues. And certainly that's what happens with most of the money, but we're talking about a very large quantity of money in that bond market, which is now in a bear market. And inevitably, some of that is finding its way into equities, and it'll want equities that are relatively cheap, and so that again brings us back to Europe, and it also brings us to some of the frontier markets, which have been in generally good form overall, such as some of the Middle Eastern markets that are not troubled by all the events that are taking place there, and also some of the African markets that have been in form in recent months as well. Those are late runners at a latter stage of a bull market cycle, which is what we're actually looking at in global terms. So, in terms of actual Asian European performances here today, the Italian MIB index had the best gain, and that was up 0.68%. Most of the indices in Europe, though, had small declines in here today. In the Americas, Wall Street, very small declines. We've got less than 0.5%, and considerably less than that in terms of the NASDAQ, which is only down 3 points. The S&P only down 1 point, so less than 0.1%. The Dow only down 58 points. They had been quite a bit lower earlier on in the day, but picked up here as the day progressed and closed pretty much near the highs of the day, although still slightly down on the day. So no panic here, at least not so far, as far as the partial shutdown of the US government is concerned. Now, we also have a soft dollar. Generally, the US dollar index dropped down below the 80 level to 79.88. And you remember that was up above 84 a couple of months ago, I believe. And this is being affected certainly by the US political situation. I think it's mainly that overall. And that has pushed up some of the other European currencies. And this is getting interesting because the euro is now up to 135.82, 1.3583 actually, as I speak, against the US dollar. And that's higher than it's been overall for quite a while. And we also see sterling up to 1.6230. Now, my feeling is that when the US government impasse is, when that's over, and when the debt ceiling has actually been increased, and it will be, although there may be some brinkmanship before the 17th or even slightly afterwards before that actually occurs. But when those two present concerns are out of the way, we should see some short covering in the dollar, and I think we may well see some short opportunities for a small setback. I'm not looking for large setbacks in these ranging currency markets, but the euro and sterling are quite likely to slip a little bit. Now, elsewhere today, the gold and silver markets, remember they were thumped yesterday and then recovered some of those losses before the actual close. Well, we saw some gains in here today. Silver is at 21.76. That's up nearly 60 cents. And that's regained pretty much of yesterday's decline, since that decline, as I mentioned, had been shortened before the close. And gold bullion is currently at 13, 16, and 68 cents. That's up $29. So that's well off its lows that we saw yesterday. And I think we're in a region where we can expect to see some evidence of some support here in the precious metals. However, we do know that the lengthy medium-term picture shows overall downward trends. So I'd still be cautious Although with a pistol at my head, I'd be a buyer on dips at this level, rather than a seller of shorts on rallies such as we saw in here today. Platinum was a little higher as well. Palladium just about unchanged. And grains and beans, well, slightly firmer, but this has been a very quiet market and the action's been soft. And as I said yesterday, we're seeing a successful harvest. And the good news is that food prices are likely to be under control, at least in terms of those actual staple grains. Now, also in the commodity sector, we had a little bit of a bounce in most of the industrial metals here today. Copper is up 4 cents. It's taken the U.S. contract back to 331 and change. The only exception in here today looks like it was tin, although nickel is almost unchanged, but tin prices actually slipped a little bit. Remember, they'd been the firmest in recent weeks. We did see stronger oil prices today, for sure. The WTI, again, it's bounced once again from near that $100 level and is currently at 103.83. That's up $1.79. And the Brent is at 109, just above 109. That's up over a dollar here as well. And those appear to be the main features here in this mostly quiet day. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.